Welcome to the Fabric Podcast. As the Fabric community in the Twin Cities starts transitioning to being physically present once again, we're spending our Sundays at Minnehaha Falls Park, reflecting on the wonders all around us. We're calling this conversation Seven Wonders, and our first week back was wonderful. In this episode, you'll hear Greg Meyer share what he shared that morning.
Greetings, not from Minnehaha Falls. Yeah, we were there together in person for the first time after 65 weeks. Not that I was counting. Okay, yeah, I was counting. And it was fabulous to be together, to see everybody's faces. I have to admit that I was a little bit overwhelmed. I was eager to be together, but I also realized, boy, this is a lot more work to gather everybody together and get the logistics and equipment and everything pulled together in one place. And it completely receded to the idea of it may be more work, but it is also just so much better, so much more worth it. Anyway, so we gathered and we are kind of scaling things up after not being together for such a long period of time, getting everything working and all our systems going. And then plus being outside at the falls and doing all that just made it a little bit different. And our recording that we could put up as a podcast just didn't work. You don't want to hear it. Lots and lots of wind. It was a beautiful day, 95 degrees, but we were in the shade with a great breeze that turned into a strong wind. Yeah. Okay, so I'm taking another crack at it here. So there is no live people. I am once again confined to a microphone that just sits here looking at me, not really letting me know if what I'm saying makes sense or not. So that's up to me to decide. You can decide too. And yeah, so let's go. What are we talking about? So it was, like I said, 65 weeks since we were face-to-face before, and it was special to be together, and everyone is feeling that. And yeah, I missed all these people, so great to be there. So start out, I asked everybody, like, who's excited to be here with everyone? And a lot of people, I'd say pretty much everybody raised their hand. Then I asked, like, who's a little freaked out by it? Who's a little bit uneasy? And not as many, but a lot of people raised their hand. And then I said, who is both of those at the same time? And I think everybody raised their hands. And yeah, if you were there, that's probably what you felt. But isn't that how you're feeling kind of in general as you're negotiating this coming back out? I mean, the pandemic isn't over, but the risks are really going down, especially if you're vaccinated and if your children are old enough to be vaccinated and you don't have other underlying health conditions, maybe keeps you from being able to be vaccinated. So it's a complicated world and variants and everything. We know that. Despite all that, you know, there's that physiological experience anytime that we're together under any kind of circumstances, but there's also the social experience that goes with it. And then there's the personal emotional experience that goes along with that. You know, just like the pandemic has been, now our reemergence is a physiological and emotional and a social experience. It's not just a mere fact. I mean, you can now see people, or, you know, we don't have to wear masks, or you can eat at restaurants. No, it's not just that. It's the physiological, it's the social, and the emotional experience. But the three ideas that we're using as a staff and as leadership with Fabric to help us navigate this, and I think these will be helpful to you not only as you begin to be physically present with Fabric, and I hope you're able to be able to do that, but as you're negotiating this and navigating these waters with anybody for that matter. And they're this, pretty simple. First of all, be sensitive. Be sensitive to other people because their feelings around all this, where they're at on the transition, may not be where you are. So be sensitive. The next is ask questions. Ask when you're not sure. If you're okay with this, but you don't know if the other person is, ask, all right? That's okay. It's communication. You can do that. And the third thing is speak up about your own boundaries. When someone is getting a little too close, someone is going or asking you to do something that you're not there yet, it's okay, all right? You are not being rude. You're not being standoffish. You are making a very big and important transition. So I think these things, be sensitive, ask questions, speak up. They can really help us navigate this awkward and very important time to find our new normal, find our new groove. So put those to work. We're using them with Fabric, and I bet you can use them wherever you might be going. Now, along with all of those ambiguous feelings we have, there's another one, and that is, like, how long have you been waiting for this? And at the same time, in what ways are you maybe just fine not going back to all this? I mean, that is another reality that we are all dealing with in all the parts in our life, whether it's going back to work or going back to school or going back to social activities or going back to fabric. And, you know, that's not just something to get over. It's something to stop and consider. You know, we have this opportunity right now to do something new as a community because we've been out of the system long enough to break its momentum and not have to do everything that we did do or how we did it. And we've also been out of that system long enough to know that we do want something. We don't want to give up on community. So what is that thing? And I don't know. But I do know that if we stay open, we can spot it. We can try it. We can see what the future, the new grooves are all about. Now, one of the key features of fabric that can really help us do this effectively is that fabric is the kind of church you are, not the kind of church you go to or you have or you belong to or whatever. If fabric is something that exists on its own, with or without people, and you just go to it, then you conform to its way of being and expectations. But if fabric is us, then we matter. You matter. And fabric becomes what we are as we weave our lives together broadly enough to be shaped by everyone who finds a place here and deeply enough to transcend our limited short-term way of understanding the world. So let's discover that as we go forward. But today, it's simple. It's being together. I wanted to say just being together, but being together is no just. It's an everything. It isn't being sentimental. It is how we are meant to be. Together. Touching, bumping into each other, hugging. Well, maybe not all those just yet, but we're stepping that way, and it's good. I want you to listen to these words of poetry that are speaking the human heart from long before there was texting or Zoom meetings, phone calls, or even mail delivery. But only people getting up and walking to be present with the person whom they wanted to share something with. O Lord, I am who I am, Yahweh. My heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great or marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul. Like a child quieted at its mother's breast. Like a child quieted at its mother's breast is my soul. O Israel, those who wrestle with God, hope in Yahweh from this time forth and forevermore. That's Psalm 131. Like in the intimacy of the caress of a nursing child, that is where the calm, the peace, the centering of self happens, not alone. At least not in this example, but in the warm, close intimacy of being together. It's not the only way, but it is an irreplaceable way that we know one another and are known by one another. In the Bible, healing and touching are nearly synonymous. Certainly in the New Testament, with the stories around Jesus, when Jesus is touching someone, almost always there's some sort of healing going on with them. Now, what's interesting is that Jesus didn't have to touch someone to heal them. And when you hear about that, if your mind gets distracted to the big question, well, I don't know if I really believe in miracles or not, just set that aside and realize that's kind of a wrong question, okay? The point of the miracles isn't that you believe that they happen or not. They did, they didn't. I mean, we'll never really know for sure, right? But the point is, they aren't there that you are supposed to believe that there are miracles. The reason that these healings are told us is that all of them carry a message. So suspend the I believe in them or not and listen for what the message in them is. Okay? So, like I said, Jesus doesn't have to touch someone to heal them. I mean, we have the story of the Roman officer coming in a day's walk away or whatever, telling Jesus that his servant is sick and Jesus go home. He's well. You know, he didn't have to go there. He didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to touch him. Or Jesus sees a paralyzed man lying on the ground on his mat, and Jesus says, pick up your mat and walk. And he does. Jesus didn't have to do anything special. He didn't have to touch him. But most of the time, when Jesus heals someone, he touches them. And he not only touches them, he does it in a real earthly, really human kind of way. Like he spits or he makes mud and he rubs it on their eyes or something. Like, why? Why does he almost always touch people and do it in these really intimate kind of earthy sort of ways when he doesn't have to, except that there's a message in that. And that message is that we are human physical beings. And for us to be whole, for us to connect with who we are and what it means for us to be whole, we need to be physically present. We need to be together. It isn't that together is better, although that is also true, but that together is irreplaceable. These Sundays at the Falls, we are looking at the seven wonders of the world. Okay, the ancient Greeks picked out seven human-made wonders long ago, and they were great. They were wonderful. Yep, but we decided to go rogue and pick seven new ones that aren't human-made. They just are. And the wonder that I'm talking about today, in case you didn't figure it out yet, is the wonder of being together. It's pretty wonderful. And let me tell you where I'm going with this today, with this wonder of being together, and what I want you to do because of it. Nothing. That's right, nothing. I want you to sit back and celebrate being together. That's right. You're good people. I mean, I'm just looking at you out there. Hey, you people listening on this podcast, I can tell. You're good people. Not perfect. A little rusty here and there. Yeah, some definite rough spots. Yeah, I suppose that's true for me too. And that is perfect. It means you are people. And even more importantly, it means you are here. You're part of our community by listening too. And you being here means that there must be at least some recognition that you are enough. That you are precious. That you are lovely. A wonderful person. And you have a right to be here among us. We need you. In essence, that's what it's telling us, that we need you. And at the same time, it also says that you are looking for more. You don't consider yourself done yet. Or, in essence, you need us. We need you. You need us. Those work together pretty nicely. And today, that is good enough. Welcome. Just as you are, just who you are, loved, valuable, indispensable, perfectly imperfect. I want you to experience that a little bit and do this with me, even if you're listening on the podcast, okay? So first, I want you to just take a breath, a big breath, all right? Not these little kind of practice ones, like huge, suck it into your lungs. A really big one, hold it, bigger. Hold on to that. Hold on. Can you suck in more? If your cheeks aren't bulging, you're not really doing it yet, okay? Hold it. Hold it. How's that feel? Is that comfortable? Nope. Okay, let it out. Let it out. You couldn't hold it all in, could you? I mean, that is what it's like when you are trying to be everything. When it's just you in the world, when you're trying to be perfect, you're trying to pack everything in, you've got to be able to hold it all, contain it all, and you can't do that. It's not how you're designed to be. There's too much in you to keep it in there. You gotta let it out. Okay, breathe again. Breathe slowly. Breathe normally. In through your nose and out of your mouth, or in through your mouth and out of your nose. I don't care. Breathe with your diaphragm. Breathe with your chest. Sit up straight. Slouch. Doesn't matter. Just plain breathing. Just plain living. Nothing fancy, nothing special, just you, just me, and so much more, because we are together. Look around, all the people here in this park with us today. I mean, really look around. See all those other people? They are here with you and with me. Isn't that crazy? And you know what that means? That they are here, being together with you right now, right here. It means that they're coming here with all the stuff that you come here with. It means that all the stuff you feel, that you worry about, all your hopes and dreams, your awe and amazement of yourself in this world, and your disappointment and worry with yourself in this world, you aren't the only one. I mean, let me show you. Okay. And if you're just listening on the podcast and you say, hey, he's not actually doing this, that's okay. I'm acting it out as if we did, because this is what went on. Okay, who here, I want you to raise your hands on this, who here has an insecurity? Yeah, okay. Got a lot of people out there that are truth tellers. We've got a couple of liars. Okay, the rest of the hands went up now. They're all up. Who here has a worry? Yeah. Okay, that was fast. Everybody's hands up. How are yours? Listening? You can put your hand up. Come on. Who has dreams for their life? Hands up. Everybody. Who isn't sure how to make those dreams be realized? Actually, more hands went up this time. Who has a victory? Who has accomplished something in life that they're proud of? Right, great. Who has some frustrations with themselves or with this world that they live in right now? Yeah, yeah, everybody. Look it, folks, you are not alone. Everybody is feeling these things. We have this illusion that our inadequacies or even our extreme experiences around sadness and joy and of worry and wonder, we think that they isolate us, that they make us different from everyone else and maybe unacceptable by others. But no, those are actually the things that join us together. It is why we are here, to do these things together, to be together in this. You want to hear my technical definition of being together? Okay, ready for this? You might want to write it down. This is good. Being together means you aren't alone. Yeah, rocket science, huh? Being together means you aren't alone. Yeah, it seems like so obvious, but think what that means. The fact that we are together on this planet, in this community, at this place, at this time, that we listen to this podcast for some hope, for some direction, for some ideas, some thoughts, means that we aren't the only ones. Means that what we're going through, what we're hoping for, is held by lots of other people. Yeah, each and every one of us in our own ways, but that just adds to the variety. That means that we can be there for each other and understand and listen for things in ways that the rest of us haven't done before. That's pretty amazing stuff, and here we are together right now. Wow. You know, being together might sound more like a party than a church, but maybe that's only because our society doesn't know how to do church as well as we know how to party. And I sort of think as we figure out what church really is, maybe we're going to have a hard time telling the difference. Being together is at the heart of being church. In theology speak, it is called incarnation. That is a Latin word which translates as in the flesh. And no, it doesn't refer to how we dress when we get together. It refers to this notion that God, this fabric of existence, insists on being known in the flesh. And yes, that's Jesus, right? But again, set aside your issues with your skepticism about Jesus being God. Another example of a wrong question, okay? Jesus in fleshment reflects that when people rub shoulders with someone so deeply woven into the fabric of existence that they couldn't help feel like they were part of it too, that they had also been woven into it. They got to that thin place. They saw something that they couldn't hold or grasp or totally comprehend by themselves, but they know it. They resonate with it. They feel it. They know that God is right there. They know that they are part of and experiencing this larger fabric of existence that they've always been a part of, but now are sensing in a deeper way. Yeah, that's what was happening with Jesus in fleshment. It seems to be saying that you can't know God apart from being with, being physically present. It is in the flesh or nothing. So where do we see God today? Well, in each other, in you, in me, in this beautiful place. I have become convinced over the decades that I cannot look deeply into the eyes of another person without glimpsing God. And likewise, I cannot contemplate God without seeing the face of my neighbor. Jesus was named Jesus, as you know, another rocket science statement by me. But we are also told that he was Emmanuel, which means God with us, all right? Matthew starts his gospel, his version of the life of Jesus that's recorded in the Bible. He begins his gospel with that. Jesus will be known as the Emmanuel, God with us. And then the very, very last words of his gospel are Jesus' very, very last words to us, and they are this: I will be, with you. I will be with you always. Not I will be with you on Zoom next Sunday at 10:30, or I will be with you, watch my Twitter feed, or I will be with you, see you in the next episode. No, Jesus is saying, I am here. Hold my hand. A couple weeks ago, my grandson that lives up in Longfellow neighborhood was having his second birthday party out in Natalina and my daughter and son-in-law's backyard here in South Minneapolis. And one of the people invited to our outdoor party was Al, who is their across the alley neighborhood, 90-some years old. He's living in the house all by himself now that he raised his whole family in decades ago. And as Al walked into the backyard, we all stood up. And as he got a little bit closer, my other daughter, who also lives in South Minneapolis, Amanda, walked up to him and said, is it okay if I give you a hug? And he smiles, his face lit up, and he says, I wouldn't say no to that. I don't get many of those anymore. And there was this beautiful, life-giving embrace. And there were tears around the circle. We have the privilege, the honor, the delight to touch each other's lives. Being together is holy. There's something sacred, some thin place there. To not just know who each other is, but to be with each other? Yeah, that's irreplaceable. And yes, I know there are a million ways in which you and I could be, we should be together better than we are right now. We'll get to that. We'll talk about that. We are all under construction. I know. But today, we are together. Let's treasure that. Take a look at all the people around you today. Look at them all. Valuing the people with you is both the starting point and the whole ball game. Without it, all the improvement in the world is just a checkbox. And we don't need more checkboxes. We need each other. Incarnation in flesh. Emmanuel, God with us. Children calmed and quieted at their mother's breast. We're here together, and that is enough. Thank you for being together with me, with the rest of us, with this park, and that which binds us all together. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We talk about these podcasts as conversations, but for that to be true, others need to join in this conversation. You can always find discussion resources at fabricmpls.com. And especially right now, share a question or comment you have on social media to get the conversation going. Don't forget to tag FabricMPLS. And again, thank you for being part of this conversation and helping this fabric we're part of to be woven together.